Welcome to Conscious Talk, radio that makes a difference. Conscious Talk is brought to you in part by Essential Formulas, distributors of Dr. O'Hara's and Reg Active, now available online as well as in fine health stores. And now I welcome your hosts for the day, Brenda Michaels and Rob Spears.
Good morning, everyone, and welcome to the show.
Well, yes, and you know, every once in a while we like to review what we're doing with Conscious Talk and what you think about it and, you know, where we're going. And for years we've been bringing you what we consider some new thought, and we're constantly looking for that. And this year is no different. We're starting to go down some different directions with sponsors. We have discovered some new things that have been very helpful in our lives, and we hope that you will really take it to heart and find that they are also helpful in your life.
Yes, and we'll be bringing some of that to you in the days and weeks and months ahead. We're always looking at, right, like Rob says, right at the edge of consciousness, the new things that are out there, things that are real, that are authentic, that really make a difference in your life. And if they make a difference in our life, then we know they will make a difference in your life. And that's why we test them out, whether it's products or we talk to people, new ideas, new thought, however that comes across, we really take it to heart and take it in.
Yeah, the thing that's been most important to us has been discovering that spiritual rudder, what's going on in that internal landscape. And so we continue to search for those things that keep us steady, those things that allow us to see who we really are. And so along with the new, there is some old. There is the down-to-earth spirituality, which we do. There are a few regulars that we've had on over the years. And I think that they help us hold that continuity and keep up the exploration. It's great to have mentors that keep reminding us of who we are and how we find out who that person is.
And what we have found out over the years with ourselves, our clients, and you, our listening audience, it is consistency that makes the difference. Practice, practice, practice. Be consistent in what you are doing in a spiritual sense, and it builds upon itself, and it becomes something that is not only secondary in your life, but now your way of life, and that's what makes life worth living.
And so we thank you if you listen to our live broadcast, whether you go into our archives or our podcast on Podcast One or iTunes, however you catch the show, because we have another one coming up right now.
Welcome to Conscious Talk, radio that makes a difference. Well, coming up this hour on Conscious Talk, so we've heard that everything is energy, and that includes anxiety. But if energy is energy, can we make use of our anxiety? Well, we'll talk to Dr. Scott Symington, author of Freedom of Anxious Thoughts and Feelings, a two-step mindfulness approach for moving beyond fear and worry. He has a pretty interesting two-step method that puts it all together. And now I welcome your hosts for the day, Brenda Michaels and Rob Spears.
And thank you, Benny, and welcome, folks, to another hour of Conscious Talk, radio that makes a difference. And yes, we're making a difference again here today because we bring to you the very best people that we know of, people that are making a positive difference in their lives and the lives of others. People that are learning, growing, they're waking up, coming on the show, teaching all of us. And on this show, we learn and grow together one listener at a time. That listener is you.
Well, our special guest today is Dr. Scott Symington. He's a clinical psychologist and well-known expert in the treatment of anxiety disorders. His book, Freedom from Anxious Thoughts and Feelings, is a two-step mindfulness approach for moving beyond fear and worry. You know, we read these books and certain ones jump out at us because contained within them are real methodologies that you can put into work immediately and, you know, work with them, practice with them. and then see the changes in your life. And that's what Conscious Talk is all about. Now, Dr. Symington is in a full-time practice where he has over 15,000 hours of helping people overcome worry and anxiety, negative moods, addictive behaviors, and other conditions stealing people's joy and freedom. And you know we're all about joy and freedom. So we have him here, Dr. Symington. Welcome to Conscious Talk.
Yeah, thanks so much for having me. It's a privilege.
Oh, thank you. We feel exactly the same. And, you know, we all know now, or most of us know now, Dr. Symington, that we pretty much live in our heads. And we are run by our thoughts and beliefs, as well as our emotions. So why doesn't that knowledge give us a way to solve our distress, the distress that's in our lives?
Yeah, part of it is we really haven't gotten a lot of information about how our internal world works. I mean, we have these thoughts that come into our mind and these feelings that rise up inside us. And we're often overwhelmed by them, and we don't really understand them, and we're not aware that there is a part of self, a center that can sit back and almost observe that thought coming into awareness or that feeling rising up inside us, and that we have a choice in how we relate to that internal activity. And when it comes to worry and anxiety and problematic moods, we want to make sure that we're relating to those internal challenges in a way where they have less energy, where they dissipate instead of fusing with them and then being controlled and whipped around by them. So I guess the short answer is we all missed that course entitled Navigating Your Internal World 101, where people sat us down and said, hey, this is what it's like to be a human being, and this is what you do when troubling thoughts come into your mind or hard feelings show up inside you. We're alone on the inside, and when we feel embattled or overwhelmed, we just do the best that we can without really understanding the fundamentals of what's happening in the inside.
Mm-hmm. Well, yeah, we get that for sure, and because for many of us, it's been a long road to at least scratching the surface and then practicing with what we learn. So what's different about your approach? I mean, I know what drew me to your book, but I've read it. And so we want you to start us out about your approach to anxious thoughts and feelings is a little bit different.
So we have these evidence-based approaches in psychology where we know that an example would be mindfulness or mindful acceptance if you're feeling anxious. So if you get hit with an anxious charge and you move into non-resistance and you don't fight that anxious feeling and choose life with your attention, find a healthy place for your attention, we know that that anxious charge will gradually dissipate. The challenge that we have is taking a theory or this abstract idea of mindful acceptance and applying that on the inside or communicating to another person what that actually looks like inside your internal world, what the concrete mental and emotional steps are that embody this thing that is theoretically helpful. And so I, a while back, stumbled into this application problem or this translation problem, knowing that, wow, if this client that I'm seeing, if they applied this particular strategy or principle, I know they would get the relief they seek, but how do I get them to really understand what these words mean, this concept, inside their internal world? Mm-hmm. And so I framed that or coined that the translation problem, and I went to work on trying to find something that would help me communicate psychological and spiritual wisdom more quickly and more effectively so people could take advantage of the things that work. And so the product of that was something called the two-screen method, and that was instead of using language as a way of guiding people in their internal world, taking a more visual approach where people would bring to mind a mental image that naturally organize their internal experience, and then they could apply psychological and spiritual wisdom simply by relating to the image in their mind as directed. So it's different in that it's visually based instead of dependent on language, where we fall prey to that translation problem.
Mm. Yeah. So if they do you have them actually recall an anxious experience or a thought that makes them anxious? Is that what you do, to imagine that and then allow themselves to feel it? Or how do you do that?
Great question. Sometimes we do practice being anxious in session.
Mm-hmm.
A lot of the people that come to see me, they don't need to go on the hunt for it. It's right there. The worries are scrolling through their mind, and mm-hmm. they could be anxious just on my couch, so mm-hmm. we don't have to stir the pot. But at times, we will stir the pot in the interest of them being more free so they actually can practice it. Yeah. So people may avoid talking about certain topics or thinking about certain issues, and that could trigger their anxiety. So if that's something they tend to avoid, maybe we would raise that. And then in the moment, we would practice the two-screen method, which is featured in my book, Freedom from Anxious Thoughts and Feelings. It's a user-friendly application of mindfulness. So we would maybe purposely trigger the anxiety, and then I would work with them in the moment in how to relate to that worry, how to relate to that anxious feeling in a way where it will dissipate, where it will have less power over them.
Yeah.
And we can get into the specifics of the model whenever you like.
Yeah, well, I was just going to say, we're all used to having thoughts constantly running through our minds. I mean, it's often difficult to be present, and people work with meditation and they work with mindfulness, et cetera, to handle that. And what I liked about your method, is when you talk about two screens, you are separating out what we recognize as the thing that causes us our anxiety. We have to have awareness about what that is, and then where we want to be instead. So would you just explain it from that point of view quickly, and then we'll get into it throughout the interview?
Yeah, so the two-screen method is based on this image of a media room with two screens and that you have in your mind. So on the front screen is the present moment and the more life-giving and positive thoughts, feelings, images, best version of yourself, your values, spiritual connection, all that stuff that translates into a sense of well-being. And that's on the front screen. And we all naturally are trying to log as much time as we can on the front screen. But the challenge is, off to the right, there's a side screen in our mind. And that's where the threats, fears, worries, insecurities, and potentially destructive moods show up. And so the key and what the two-screen method is about is learning how to relate to that side screen in a way where it has less power over you, and then learning how to be more attuned and enrich in that front screen, even when that side screen is activated, because we can't control what shows up over there. But you'll find that just even thinking of this, bringing this image to mind, it will naturally separate out those potentially destructive thoughts and feelings.
Mm-hmm.
Like it's almost like there's a heckler on the sideline, but it's not you. There's
yeah.
a little bit of separation between your core self and that worry or that difficult feeling, and recognizing that you do have freedom on where you place your attention and life energy. We've been given this amazing kind of power and freedom to choose life with our attention and life energy.
Perfect. Well, hold that thought.
Yeah.
Okay. We'll do.
We're going to come back to this as soon as we come back from these messages. Stay tuned.
For most of us, the New Year's resolution to lose those extra pounds turns to frustration when the weight bounces back, no matter how many calories you cut or how many protein meals you eat. The shocking truth is, it's not your fault. Science discovered that the alkalizing mineral salts our bodies need are no longer found in our food. due to our depleted soils, which causes acid buildup in the body and a condition called metabolic acidosis. When you are too acidic, fat forms to protect your body. Thus, your diet actually leads to that dreaded bounce back in weight. What you need is Power pH with BioPH, the most powerful alkalizing ingredient ever developed. The amazing effect of BioPH is that it buffers and removes the acid in your body that causes you to gain weight. Make your weight loss program work with clinically proven Power pH. For more information and to order, go to powersofph.com. That's powersofph.com.
Got indigestion, gas, bloating? Your symptoms could be caused by an imbalance of the good versus bad bacteria in your intestinal tract. Stress, fast food, x-rays, antibiotics, they are all a part of modern life. They can decrease your good intestinal bacteria, leading to a rise of bad bacteria and then digestive distress. Make 2019 the year you tackle your digestive concerns head-on. Rebuild your good intestinal bacteria with Dr. O'Hara's Probiotics, a worldwide leader in probiotic health for over 30 years. Taken daily, Dr. O'Hara's will help improve your digestive well-being. And for sudden upper digestive distress, chew a capsule or two. The enzymes and postbiotic metabolites only found in Dr. O'Hara's Probiotics will help you feel better. Look for Dr. O'Hara's Probiotics at Vitamin Shoppe, Whole Foods, Sprouts, and other fine natural health retailers nationwide. Also available online. Get your digestion under control today.
Want more freedom, abundance, and love? Start your day with Conscious Talk.
When you buy health products, you can save up to 50% at VitaminLife.com, the world's largest selection of supplements, herbs, homeopathic, health and beauty products, and more. Choose from VitaminLife.com's 30,000 products from over 700 brands, including Solaray, Jarrow Formulas, New Chapter, Country Life, Source Naturals, Nature's Way, Enzymatic Therapy, Now Foods, Doctor's Best, and Aubrey Organics. Go to VitaminLife.com and save up to 50% on supplements or call VitaminLife.com to order at 866-998-8855.
It's a new year and full of hope and enthusiasm for a new beginning. You're thinking about going back to the gym. Well, the problem is every year it's the same thing. Exercise gets harder because your muscles get tired faster than you remember. And then the next day, you're so sore you can hardly move. Well, that's what Power pH with BioPH was designed to deal with. The active ingredient, BioPH, helps remove the acids your muscles form while exercising, giving you a better workout. Then you'll be amazed on how Power pH relieves soreness the next day, so you feel inspired to continue your exercise program into the year instead of giving up after a few attempts. Power pH was clinically tested by competitive athletes who found both their performance and recovery greatly enhanced. If Power pH with BioPH works for them, it will work for you too. Granted unique dietary ingredient status by the FDA, BioPH is the most bioavailable alkalizing ingredient we know of. Testing showed that in just 5 days, Power pH reduced body acid 53% on average, while reducing inflammation and aiding in the uptake of beneficial nutrients. Discover the difference Power pH can make in your life. For more information and to order, go to powersofph.com. That's powersofph.com. Discover the power of higher pH. Your body will thank you.
Alternative Talk 1150. It's good for what ails you. This statement has not been evaluated by the FDA.
And welcome back. You are listening to Conscious Talk, and I'd love to remind you, most of you are in your cars, you're listening on your radios, you're on your way to work, and you hear something that you really want to follow up with. Well, just remember, ConsciousTalk.net, that's the website. Every guest will have a guest page. Just put their name or the date in the search engine. You'll find their page and how to connect with them. There'll be a play button for the show so you can hear it free as long as you want. And, of course, there's a podcast. The podcast off our site, the podcast from our stations, or you can go to podcast1/conscious-talk. I'm Rob Spears.
And I'm Brenda Michaels. And our very special guest today is Dr. Scott Symington. His book is Freedom from Anxious Thoughts and Feelings. It's a two-step mindfulness approach for moving beyond fear and worry. You were explaining to us, Dr. Symington, how this two-screen approach works. And I wanted you to finish that up, and then maybe you could answer this question when you're finished. Is this like, I can't remember the word I'm looking for, so I'll just describe it. Is this like interrupting a pattern, like we can do where we can retrain the brain because we interrupt an old pattern? Is that similar to this?
Very much so. Yeah, it gets into the plasticity of the brain.
There you go. Neuroplasticity,
yeah.
Yes.
Yeah, so we can walk and chew gum in
exactly,
our brain.
Exactly.
Yeah.
Yes.
So when a worry comes into our mind, and with the two-screen method, that's on the side screen off to the right, it's natural for our internal eyes or attention to swivel over and take a look at that worry scrolling across the screen or attend to that anxious feeling. The first step in the two-screen method is choosing life with our attention and relating to that side screen and the content showing up there in a way where it will have less power and presence in our life. So we apply this principle of accept and redirect. We rotate our eyes to the front screen. So we're inside our mind. We have this conceptualization, this image of a front screen and a side screen. And in the front screen, we could call it the screen of life. That's where the present moment and well-being is. So that's where we want to rotate to the front screen, which is really choosing life with our attention and life energy while allowing that anxious tape to play in our peripheral vision. And that's the hardest piece. What we want to do is get rid of the content showing up on the side screen and then hang out on the front screen. But that's the trap. We actually need to release it and allow the heckler to jump up and down on the sidelines over there.
Mm-hmm.
And when our eyes rotate back to the side screen, which they will do, we keep redirecting back to the front screen. And it's in that continual redirection that we're laying down new neuronal pathways and breaking the old pattern. And the reason why we apply this first step of accept and redirect is that we know what energizes thoughts and feelings. Thoughts and feelings, like everything else on the planet, they need energy to survive. And we just need to know what they feed off of.
Mm-hmm.
And if there's a problematic thought or feeling showing up inside us, we want to make sure that we cut off whatever that fuel supply is. And two primary fuel supplies are, one, the spotlight of attention. So when you go away in your head with that worry or anxious feeling, hang out on the side screen, you're putting a heat lamp on it, and then those thoughts and feelings will get bigger and more intense, and then you're in danger of entering a worry loop, and it turns into an IMAX theater with Dolby Surround.
Yeah.
Rotate back to the front screen.
You mean full-blown panic at some point?
Yeah.
Exactly. So the spotlight of attention, and then reactivity is another energy source, and that is the oh-no response. I can't live with that feeling. I can't live with that idea.
Mm-hmm.
That also gives it juice.
Mm-hmm.
So we want to, when you practice accept and redirect, which is really mindfulness principles, this is a user-friendly application of mindfulness, and there's a lot of research demonstrating how helpful mindfulness is for anxiety and depression and other internal challenges. But when you apply accept and redirect, you're cutting off the fuel source, that side screen, and it will begin to fade into the background.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. You know, what was interesting when I was reading the book, we love to connect dots with all of the sayings and things that we've heard all over the years about, you know, spirituality and mind, etc. It sounds a lot to me like the old Indian proverb of, meaning Native American Indian proverb about which wolf do you feed?
Mm-hmm.
And you stop feeding the side screen, you know, the your mother yelling at you that you're, you know, whatever she yelled at you about when you were little, and now you're 40 and you're going out the door to a business meeting and all you can hear is her voice going, it's never going to work, you know, or you forgot to, you know, put on a clean shirt, that kind of thing.
No, it's so true. What wolf are you feeding? Because it always holds the promise, hey, just throw me a little fatty steak and I'll leave you alone.
Right.
Yeah.
It doesn't. It wants to eat more.
Yeah.
Yes, of course.
Yeah, yeah.
And so what you're circumventing, first of all, this is all about non-resistance, it sounds like. You are not resisting the thoughts that create the feelings, because we have the thought first, and then thought being electrical, it recruits an emotion, which is magnetic and draws right to us. The most horrible thing we can think of, because yeah. we're giving it lots of food to make sure we're drawing it toward us. So it's non-resistance, but it's also at the same time, because you're not resisting, you know, you're looking at screen two, you're not pushing it away, you're also not resisting the anxious feelings that come up with it. Is that correct?
You are allowing, yes, you're allowing for the anxious feeling to be there.
Mm-hmm.
And it doesn't mean that you agree with the content showing up on that side screen,
right.
That you like the worries, that you like the feeling.
Right.
What we're doing is applying psychological wisdom and generically understanding that it feeds off the spotlight of attention and reactivity, regardless of what the content is.
Right.
And so we allow it to be there, not because we want it to be there, but because we know what it feeds off.
Mm-hmm.
And we want to be as free and fruitful as possible as people and live a good life in this moment and today and over a lifetime. And so it's applying that discipline and then using that energy for good. And maybe you were going to get to this later, but one of my favorite parts of the model is taking nervous, anxious energy or whatever that side screen challenge is and turning it into a reminder, an internal alarm, and tailwind to express the best parts of who you are.
Right.
Where so you take positive action in life when you feel like going away in your head and placing concern on self. You actually rotate your concern outward and be a blessing to others, choose love. So you do those things, and a couple things happen when you do that unnatural thing. Number one, you're acting in a way that's incompatible with being under genuine threat. So the threat center of the brain will naturally turn down the volume, because people that are drowning aren't thinking about Fred on the shore and hoping he's having a good day, right?
Yeah.
So
right.
It gets to, it's a backdoor way of turning down the anxious volume that the threat center has falsely detected that there's a threat.
Mm-hmm.
The other thing is it feels so good to express the best parts of who you are. And I'm sure because of your health histories that you were telling me about before, that you know this, that when you are kind to someone else and engage in loving action and are a blessing to others, when you yourself are hurting and under threat, there's something that's very soul-giving and fulfilling about that. And it sort of lifts you above whatever that challenge is.
Yes,
yeah.
Absolutely.
In your book, you call that loving action. And you've also talked about mindfulness skills, which, you know, we've talked about a lot on the show. But you also mention as a third way of kind of dissipating this focus on the negative, healthy distractions and activities. Well, can you give us a quick example of what one of those might be?
Yes. So in the model, the key thing is to keep the spotlight of attention off that side screen.
Right.
While allowing it to run its tape in your peripheral vision. That's easier said than done.
Mm-hmm.
At times, there's a strong pull on your mind to go away with that worry and try to really dissect whatever that concern is. And so, really, at times, you just need to find a healthy home, some sanctuary for your attention. And if you don't, it's going to just swivel over to that side screen. And so, in the book, Freedom from Anxious Thoughts and Feelings, I take people through a process of different types of healthy distractions and activities people can engage in.
Mm-hmm.
Sometimes it could be a trivial distraction, doing a Sudoku puzzle, or really hyper-focusing on the conversation that they're in. You know, it could be a physical activity, getting exercise. It could be something that is more of an injection of aliveness, something that gives you a sense of adventure or is a challenge. Maybe that's a hike or trying a new food that you haven't before. But again, just taking that energy and that challenge and then using it as a reminder to engage in some healthy activity that will be sticky for your attention and protect you from energizing that side screen.
Yeah. Sounds good. That's exactly what we want to do. Well, we're here with Dr. Scott Symington. The book is Freedom from Anxious Thoughts and Feelings, and we'll be right back.
Everyone's raving about the newest botanical superstar hitting the store shelves nationwide. Hemp-derived cannabidiol, or CBD, has been receiving a lot of attention for its tremendous promise on human health. Plus, CBD oil by CV Sciences is the trusted brand setting the standards in this newly emerging category of plant-based extracts, offering a variety of hemp-derived CBD oil products that you can count on. In order to make the highest quality CBD oil products available, it is important to manage every step of the supply chain process, from seed to shelf. That's why, from harvesting our EU-certified hemp seeds, to laboratory testing for quality and safety, to producing our exceptional line of products, we are committed to going the extra mile. It is our commitment to you. Join the CBD evolution. Ask your local natural health retailer about Plus CBD oil products by CV Sciences today. Follow us on Facebook and learn more at pluscbdoil.com.
There's great benefit to raising consciousness in your environment. You feel a higher sense of well-being, sleep and meditate more deeply, boost your natural healing ability, increase focus, concentration, and creativity. You can have these results in your living and working space with Focused Life Force Energy Innovations. Experience Focused Life Force Energy for yourself in a free 15-day trial with no strings attached. To apply, go to ConsciousTalk.net and click on Conscious Partners at the top of the homepage. Rob and I are on this program and loving it. We feel more joy and happiness, a higher sense of well-being, and we're sleeping better. And we've also noticed our animals are more playful and energetic. Make your home a healing sanctuary or take the good feelings, high consciousness energy with you on your cell phone with the FLFE program. Don't forget to get your free trial today at ConsciousTalk.net in the Conscious Partners section.
Scream it loud from the rooftops. Conscious Talk delivers. It's a new year and full of hope and enthusiasm for a new beginning. You're thinking about going back to the gym. Well, the problem is, every year it's the same thing. Exercise gets harder because your muscles get tired faster than you remember. And then the next day, you're so sore you can hardly move. Well, that's what Power PH with BioPH was designed to deal with. The active ingredient, BioPH, helps remove the acids your muscles form while exercising, giving you a better workout. Then, you'll be amazed on how PowerPH relieves soreness the next day, so you feel inspired to continue your exercise program into the year instead of giving up after a few attempts. PowerPH was clinically tested by competitive athletes who found both their performance and recovery greatly enhanced. If PowerPH with BioPH works for them, it will work for you too. Granted unique dietary ingredient status by the FDA, BioPH is the most bioavailable alkalizing ingredient we know of. Testing showed that in just 5 days, PowerPH reduced body acid 53% on average, while reducing inflammation and aiding in the uptake of beneficial nutrients. Discover the difference Power PH can make in your life. For more information and to order, go to powersofph.com. That's powersofph.com. Discover the power of higher pH. Your body will thank you.
When you buy health products, you can save up to 50% at VitaminLife.com, the world's largest selection of supplements, herbs, homeopathic, health and beauty products, and more. Choose from VitaminLife.com's 30,000 products from over 700 brands, including Solaray, Jarrow Formulas, New Chapter, Country Life, Source Naturals, Nature's Way, Enzymatic Therapy, Now Foods, Doctor's Best, and Aubrey Organics. Go to VitaminLife.com and save up to 50% on supplements, or call VitaminLife.com to order at 866-998-8855.
Make it a great day. Keep your dial on Alternative Talk 1150.
And welcome back. Thanks for joining us again here today on Conscious Talk, radio that makes a difference. I refer you to our website, conscioustalk.net, and our Facebook page, where we post a lot of really great things. And we still have a couple of really great offers posted up there, so take a peek. And you can find it easily by going to our conscioustalk.net homepage and clicking on the F icon for Facebook. It will take you right there. I'm Brenda Michaels.
And I'm Rob Spears. And we're here with Dr. Scott Symington. We're talking about his book, Freedom from Anxious Thoughts and Feelings, something we would all like to have. And actually, it's a two-step mindfulness approach for moving beyond fear and worry that I found to be really helpful.
So, Dr. Symington, you were explaining taking positive actions when, you know, we're kind of getting distracted by the screen that offers up all the negativity, the thoughts that bring on anxiety and worry, etc. And those actions were really great. Would one of those actions be like maybe going to a movie that we love, or maybe sitting down with your pet and giving them love, or playing with a pet? Are simple things like that considered an action that could be taken that could help?
Yes, those can be highly effective and life-giving. Spending a few minutes just loving on your pet and and really noticing what it's like to pet their fur and look into their face and just really leaning in into that experience. I mean, that's a perfect example of a healthy distraction or activity that can be both life-giving and keep your attention away from that side screen when it's vying for that energy and wants you to go away in your mind and hang out with it to get that sense of security or safety or control that you're trying to get.
What about noticing what you are grateful for? Gratitude, to me, is one of the most uplifting things that I can do, is to notice the beauty around me, you know, the love around me, the support around me, whatever it is, and be in great gratitude for that. Is that another way that we can take an active step?
It's one of my personal favorites. When we feel anxious or start to worry, that becomes an automatic reminder to go into a gratitude exercise. Thank you for this day. Thank you for good health. Thank you for this moment. So you create this natural association over time when the side screen is present in your mind, that challenging thought or feeling shows up, that it's actually a reminder for something life-giving. And there's some interesting research being done about gratitude and the power of it. It really does change our perspective and how we feel.
Hey, so here's something, and you do talk about this in the book also. We talk about energy a lot, and obviously positive energy, negative energy. If we want to put these screens in those categories, your front screen is the positive one and the side screen is the negative. And you've given us strategies for kind of dissipating the negative energy, but what about also using it? You know, energy being energy. Can we make use of that?
Yeah, you want to flip the energy that has been giving you problems on the side screen, because anxiety, it is energy. And historically, for most people, that has been a life-constricting kind of energy, but it doesn't have to stay that way. You basically can sort of steal that energy, redirect it, and use it to move towards life, towards things that you want in life, and love and connection and being the best version of yourself. So you can redirect that energy and use it for good. And I'm always working with people and doing that and apply that in my life. And it's very satisfying when you take something that has been a force for ill, and you flip it on its head, you make lemonade out of lemons, and you use it for good. It's extremely gratifying.
Yeah, absolutely. Yeah. It's like when the hurricane comes through and does its destruction, you know, the positive side is the community and action
comes together.
Comes after it. Those
people
kinds
start,
of things. So.
Coming together, uniting in ways they wouldn't normally unite without. Well, we're here with Dr. Scott Symington. The book is Freedom from Anxious Thoughts and Feelings, a two-step mindfulness approach for moving beyond fear and worry. We have more to come. Stay tuned. We will be back after these messages.
Stop breathing right now. No, really, hold your breath. This is how it feels when you're stuffed up due to colds, flu, pollen, dander, postnasal drip, or any other reason. That's when you need clear saline nasal spray, the only spray with the power of xylitol. That simple saline solution you're using is only doing half the job. It's just rinsing. In multiple research studies, xylitol has been shown to reduce bacterial adhesion and help keep your nose moist and clean much longer than saline alone, making Clear more effective at washing away that nasty gunk in your nose. Clear is so powerful, it's been granted over 11 patents. So step up from that wimpy saline spray to something that actually works faster and better at getting you the relief you need to start breathing now. And if your doctor isn't talking to you about Clear for your congestion, maybe you need to get a new doctor. You don't just rinse your hands. Why would you just rinse your nose? Clear saline nasal spray with xylitol. Available at Walmart, CVS, Whole Foods, Rite Aid, and everywhere else. Or clear.com. That's X-L-E-A-R.com. Now go wash your nose.
Conscious Talk, radio that rocks the soul.
What if you could be your own healer? Well, you can unleash your natural healing abilities with the AIM program of energetic balancing. This exciting new spiritual technology has been featured in best-selling books like Natural Cures and in Dr. Wayne Dyer's There's a Spiritual Solution to Every Problem. The AIM program of energetic balancing allows you to heal yourself 24 hours a day from anywhere in the world. More than 60,000 people have experienced the AIM program of energetic balancing. The novel Sanctuary, The Path to Consciousness, walks you through one's journey of self-healing with this spiritual technology. To learn more about energetic self-healing, you can order the novel Sanctuary today by calling 877-500-3622 or request a free AIM information kit. Call 877-500-3622 or visit energeticmatrix.com. Unleash your natural self-healing abilities with the AIM program of energetic balancing.
Organic, free range, and fresh daily. Alternative Talk 1150.
Hey, welcome back. You are still with Conscious Talk, or if you just joined us, we're here in a conversation with Dr. Scott Symington about his book, Freedom from Anxious Thoughts and Feelings, which is a two-step mindfulness approach for moving beyond fear and worry, you know, the dreaded anxiety. Well, maybe it's not so dreaded. Mm-hmm. After you read this book, you're going to feel a lot better and you're going to know how to, you know,
deal
utilize
with this.
Absolutely. Yes, yes.
It's why we do this. Remember, folks, we say two things. First of all, we offer you the tools through these amazing people that write their books, and they've become experts in what they are teaching. You have tools. The only way you change is you practice with those tools. And also, and I want to point this out, Dr. Symington, because it's so true of what your methods are, is they're very simple but profound. And a lot of times we think when things are too simple, they don't work or they're not really that effective. But we have found that when we keep it simple, there's a lot of power behind that.
Yeah.
And I just wanted to throw that in there.
Well, look, maybe it's natural human reaction to, you know, we've spent more time on the negative than the positive. But the whole idea is we want to move toward that front screen. And you talk about how to anchor. You have three anchors for, you know, hanging on to that direction. So can you explain what those are?
Yes, because when it comes to worry and anxiety, we don't want to just play defense. It's not
right.
Just about having less of it in our life. We also, at the same time, want to be moving forward and working on being the best version of ourselves and cultivating aliveness and well-being. And we can actually use the worry and anxiety for that campaign.
Mm-hmm.
And so there's three front screen anchors in the two screen method featured in my book that can serve this purpose, both protecting you from energizing that worry side screen and also move your life forward. And the three anchors are mindfulness skills, so learning how to be more in the present moment and implementing different exercises that will strengthen that mindfulness muscle set. So you, especially over time, having that ability to focus on the object of your choosing, that's that mindfulness muscle set, and really logging more time in the present moment. We can't always be in the present moment, but we can be there a lot more than we are instead of drifting away in our minds. And there's a lot of beauty in the present moment. So one chapter in Freedom from Anxious Thoughts and Feelings just focuses on that mindfulness skills anchor and how to develop it. The second front screen anchors is healthy distractions and activities, mm-hmm. which we addressed before. And that's just, they fall in different categories, but it's essentially finding some activity that's very sticky for your attention that is either enjoyable or gives you an injection of aliveness or just something positive that you can do, especially when that side screen is vying for your attention. Then the third front screen anchor is loving action, where in the book I take you through an exercise where you identify very specific action steps that represent the best version of who you are, loving behaviors towards others and your person. And when the side screen lights up, you can get out that menu that you have done before of different loving behaviors and act on one of those things. Mm-hmm. So basically, you use the challenge of the side screen as a reminder and tailwind to really do something you wouldn't have done without the presence of the worry and anxiety, which mm-hmm. is really cool, like mm-hmm. taking loving action in the world. Now, you don't have to use all three of them. You could use one anchor, or you could use a mix of them. I like to give people a buffet of options, and then they experiment with them, and depending on the situation, use them as needed and as what is most helpful to them.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Well, I would imagine, Dr. Symington, you're really known as an expert around anxiety for people. What kind of success are you having with this two-screen method? As long as people are actually practicing what you're giving them, are you finding a high success level with people that really carry a lot of anxiousness and worry and stress along those lines?
Yeah, I mean, that's why the method took off, and I wrote a book about it, because I saw how impactful it was in my clinical work. I woke up one morning with this image of two screens and this idea of what about relating to thoughts and feelings visually and spatially and helping it, guiding people and helping them apply psychological wisdom with a visual. And then I started using it in my practice and seeing how helpful it was to people. And then it just grew into this method, which now we're talking about. So yeah, mm-hmm. I've had a lot of success with it.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. It, you know, what's really interesting is I've worked with a methodology that in some ways this reminds me a little bit of it because of what it does as a consequential side effect that's a very positive one. We often find that people, when we're talking about spirituality, the most difficult thing is for them to understand that they're not their body. You know, if they are the spiritual being having this human, you know, experience in a body, a lot of anxiety comes about from, you know, body stuff, you know, and that includes our feelings, our emotions, our injuries, all of that. When you become a little more objective, when you actually have an experience of being a spirit, I mean, if they're visualizing themselves sort of in a place where there's two screens that they can look at, guess what? They're not their body. They're this observer. And that in itself has really healthy effects.
It sure does. Yeah, that internal observer mm-hmm. that sits back, that's always been there, that is separate from the thoughts, feelings, the bodily sensations, all of that. So, yeah, we are not our thoughts and feelings, and they're part of us, but they don't define us. There is that part that sits back and can just observe.
And
that's why this method is so simple but so brilliant, because it really does help you to become the observer or the witness that we actually are,
and not so identified
with all that.
And that you have choice. I mean, the big thing about anxiety for a lot of people is they just feel they don't have a choice.
Yes.
You know, they're being run by it. Mm-hmm. So,
particularly when it takes over, I mean, when it does happen rather quickly, that's why I would think people really have to practice this. And once they practice it and they start interrupting those so-called patterns, things can change rather quickly for them.
Yeah, and step one is getting a very detailed profile of their anxious side screen, where they feel it in their body, what those type of thoughts are, label the feelings so that they can spot it early, because you want to intervene before you've energized it. It's much harder to unplug from that worry and that anxious feeling if you've invested energy in it.
Because it makes it grow. It like you said, the spotlight intensifies it. It's like a heat lamp, and it blows up like a fire, and then suddenly you're consumed by it before you have time to do that. That's why this is really, I think, such a brilliant method of dealing with that. And God knows we need it now, Dr. Symington, more than ever. There are lots of people that live in anxiety, and sometimes it's even that low-level anxiety they're not even really aware of until one day the body finally reacts in a way that really gets their attention.
Yeah, I love that it connected another big row of dots for people in that, you know, we've often said where your attention goes, your energy flows. And that's old.
That sums up my book.
Yeah,
yes,
that
it does.
Pretty much does, doesn't it?
Well,
but that's what's so great about this methodology. Mm-hmm. I mean, it's like getting out of that mental spin or just a way of, distracting ourselves with the mental activity and actually getting involved with your own life.
So. Well, the book, folks, is Freedom from Anxious Thoughts and Feelings, a Two-Step Mindfulness Approach for Moving Beyond Fear and Worry by Dr. Scott Symington. It's S-Y-M-I-N-G-T-O-M. And T-O-N, and that's Dr. D-R Symington, S-Y-M-I-N-G-T-O-N.com is the website. Thank you so much, Dr. Symington, for the great book and the great work you are doing out there. So appreciated. And folks, thank you for joining us as always. Have a beautiful day, and we will see all of you next time right here on Conscious Talk.
Millions just like you suffer from urinary conditions like overactive bladder, urgency, frequency, and infection. You want to avoid antibiotics and go natural, but you just can't drink the amount of cranberry needed to move the problem on. Urinary tract rescue with BioPH is the perfect solution. This formula combines the concentrated phytochemicals of cranberry with BioPH, a highly alkalizing ingredient. Urinary tract rescue repels urinary infections in two ways. The concentrated phytochemicals in the cranberry help prevent bacteria from clinging to tissue, while BioPH increases the bioavailability of cranberry and reduces the acid level in urine that irritates the tissue and allows for infection in the first place. Stop suffering. Rescue yourself with Urinary Tract Rescue. You'll find Urinary Tract Rescue at Vitamin Life in Redmond or online at vitaminlife.com. For more information, go to powersofph.com.
More than a conversation. Conscious Talk Radio.
When you buy health products, you can save up to 50% at VitaminLife.com, the world's largest selection of supplements, herbs, homeopathic, health and beauty products, and more. Choose from VitaminLife.com's 30,000 products from over 700 brands, including Solaray, Jarrow Formulas, New Chapter, Country Life, Source Naturals, Nature's Way, Enzymatic Therapy, Now Foods, Doctor's Best, and Aubrey Organics. Go to VitaminLife.com and save up to 50% on supplements, or call VitaminLife.com to order at 866-998-8855.